essentially, we're going to be able to deal with this in two ways. We're going to be able to tighten the belts a bit in athletics and reduce our budget by a little bit this year to be able to accommodate a reduced level of revenue from the Big 12, which provides primarily TV contract revenue to the university. And we will also help them in terms of their access to reserve balances for a time that they will need to make themselves whole enough to get through this year and part of next year. Once we see the SEC revenues, which will be larger than we would have gotten from the Big 12 come on board, we'll be able to return completely to a balanced budget outlook, which we've had for quite some time here. We're diverting no university resources to this that are obligated towards academics or anything else. So that's been a myth that's out there for a while.
And that's why I want to clear it up.
But there is no connection.
Coming out of the athletic department then and not out of the general fund, would that be a fair thing to say?
Essentially, you know, we have reserve balances in the university, not large ones, but reserve balances that are used really for cash flow. Like anybody else, money comes in at increments that are very spread out sometimes, and so you have to be write checks every day to pay your expenses. So we consistently do interfund transfers involving reserve balances to make sure we can pay our bills, knowing that revenue will be returning to restore any monies which are moved from those reserve balances for short periods. This is done every day by the university, by any large organization, to be able to operate it on a cash flow basis. And so that's how we're going to be managing this over the next several months as we go through this transition. But again, you know, there's no connection between our reductions of revenue and our reallocation of funds and athletics right now. That's a totally separate thing, and we're going to make sure that athletics stands on its own feet as it has for many years here at Texas A&M. We're very fortunate here. Many schools have to augment their athletic budgets quite a bit, and only a few have been able to transfer dollars from those budgets into academic matters. I might note that in the SEC, my understanding is that virtually every school is able to supplement academics from the athletic support they get, which is, of course, sizable. In the Big 12, only one school has been able to do that historically.